Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to first to double up Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Lawler moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Landis moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field. Landis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Landis. Strickland scores. Score moves to third. It's White Sox 1, Indians, 1. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Maris moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maris scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maris. Pierce reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carrasquel. Pierce scores. Aparicio moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hegan to Carrasquel covering second. The throw back to home, and Aparicio is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maris. Doby reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Maris moves to second. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rivera juggles the ball. That's an error on Rivera. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rivera scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score juggles the ball. That's an error on Score. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Landis steals second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball towards right. Colavito settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Colavito. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lawler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Score strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith strikes out. There goes Strickland. The throw from Lawler to second, and Strickland is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatfield moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. 1 out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell strikes out. 1 out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox bunts towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Minoso is walked intentionally. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The slide. Hegan applies the tag. Minoso is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Larry Raines pinch runs for Chico Carrasquel. Bob Usher pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.